CITR 1019, and you are listening to the Discorder Radio Show. This is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ.
And we have a special guest with us today. Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Tristan. I'm the digital library coordinator and contributor to Discorder.
Nice. Now, first off, this may sound like it's normal to everybody listening out there, but this is kind of weird for me because we had a role reversal the other day. CJ is manning the board. I'm in CJ's chair. Actually, I'm technically in the chair alone. I don't normally sits in. But CJ, first of all, I want to commend you. You've been stepping up. I've been balls deep into my thesis. It's due at the end of this week.
We're playing little radio musical chairs here.
Yeah. But thanks again, man. You've been stepping up the last couple of weeks, taking the reins, and I appreciate it.
No problem.
And just for the record, do you know how long I've been at school for?
Today?
No. Do you know when I arrived at school?
3 days ago.
Yes. I got to ABC on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. 56 hours later, I am still here at UBC.
Three cheers to education.
Living the dream.
Yeah, but it feels good to leave the journalism building.
So, this is the Discorder Radio, and the song you just heard was Mercy on Me by Joyce Island, off their self-titled EP, which has been reviewed in this month's magazine, which had a release party. It all comes around.
Yes. Great party was.
Great party at the Cobalt on April 11th. We had Gang Signs, we had Sunshine, and we had...
We also had the opening band was called Zen Mystery Fog.
That's who they were. They were really good. They were a duo, kind of like the Black Keys. Really good stuff. I like the energy.
I wish I could accurately comment, but I didn't arrive until Gang Signs actually took the stage.
Right.
No disrespect or no lost love for Zen Mystery Fog. I just, as I mentioned, been busy with other stuff. But it was great to arrive just in time for Gang Signs. They put on a great show. I think we got some Gang Signs, actually. Do we have some ready to go right now?
Yes.
Why don't we play some Gang Signs while we're talking about them, and we'll come back, we'll recap more of the party. We'll hear about what Tristan was up to and why he missed out on the Discorder launch party. It's for a very good excuse, very good reason. So we're going to play this track here, Counting on You by Gang Signs. We'll come back and talk about lots of exciting things that are happening in the wonderful world of Discorder Radio here on CITR 1019.
Thank you.
Gang Signs and Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. The track is Counting on You, and we were counting them for a great show, and they did not disappoint. Adam Fink, Peter Rick, and Matea Saranac, I think, is the synth player's name. Great show, great energy, real, and a pretty danceable crowd, eh, CJ?
Yeah, there were quite a few people who were up front shaking it.
Yeah, nice, some nice blondies there with nice tats that were dancing.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yes, I did say tats, by the way.
Yes, and I do remember that. I'm witness to that. All right, yeah, the Cobalt is a great venue. I've never been there before, and that was the first time. And dark and grimy and danceable.
In fact,
just the way we like it.
Yeah, the Cobalt. If any of you guys have you heard of the documentary film No Fun City?
I've heard of it.
I think we had a review on it in Discorder.
Well, No Fun City came out about 3 years ago. It's all about a lot of the bylaws in the city that have kept a lot of the. It's, in a way, it's kind of helped give Vancouver that label, that No Fun City label, and a lot of it was centered around the underground indie rock punk movement, and in a way, ground zero for that movement in Vancouver is the Cobalt, at least because a lot of other venues have now been closed down or shut down or taken away. So the Cobalt has a great history in terms of being that pulsing, beating heart of Vancouver's indie music scene. And I think it's amazing that Discorder, like our namesake here, the magazine, the radio show, now has its own monthly showcase, and it's going to be at this iconic Vancouver venue.
That's right, yeah. So, and would it be, do we have any idea when the next one would be?
We do. It's actually, we've got a Friday night even, which is awesome. So it's going to be on Friday night, May the 3rd.
Right.
And hopefully from here on in, it's going to be either the first Friday or first Thursday of the month. And in a way, this is a long time coming, man. This magazine, it's 30 years old.
30
it's
years.
It's been around. It's been a huge voice in the music community here in Vancouver. And finally, it's nice to see we're incorporating the live music element to what we've been reporting about for the last 30 years by having this monthly showcase. There was a great turnout last week. I'm pumped for May 3rd. And if you're listening out there, just stay tuned. Come on out to these shows. It's a great way to not only hear some great live bands, but to really get to know your fellow Vancouver music community folk and put a face to names and some good vibes to the chills.
Yeah, and speaking of another great venue that's being put in on great vibes, Tristan was at the Biltmore.
Great segue.
Tristan was at the Biltmore the same night of the issue release party. And so tell us about the show that you saw.
Yeah, it was a great show. Elizabeth, Tough Lovers, We Need Surgery, who I know you guys like. It was part of the Steam Whistle Unsigned Music tour or something that they're doing across Canada. All the money went to charity, so it was great. So there was beer, there's rock and roll, and it helped a good cause, so it was a good night. It's good. Elizabeth started off, they're kind of a punk rockers, working on a new album right now in the studio. They started off, it was a little slow. People had to be encouraged to come up to the stage, and it kind of peaked and sort of hit the low at the same time when at the end for their final song they tried to encourage a stage rush to the point that they were actually trying to drag people on stage. So by the end there were like three people on stage. It was hilarious. People rolled with it.
It wasn't quite as successful as about a month earlier at the Biltmore when Shout Out was in town, and myself and CJ and about 30 others stormed the stage. There was more people on the stage, I think, than there were in the crowd.
That's true. They were, yeah, I think we both rushed the stage as soon as people started doing it.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. No, they actually it was kind of funny. It's like, come on, and we're like, yeah.
They're like down on their hands and knees begging, please, yeah. please come to the stage.
Love us. But they were still really good. They play really well. We Need Surgery was up. They're actually
Were they second in the lineup?
They were second up. It was kind of Tough Lovers night. We Need Surgery was even the one of the promoters introduced them as We Are Surgery, which was hilarious.
Well, these mistakes happen. I think when Shout Out played, they only sent out three times, not four. But
it's all in the details. But yeah, there were a couple of technical glitches too. But you expect that stuff. But it was kind of tough lovers night because it was the last show that their guitarist Graham was playing. He's leaving the band for unknown projects as of right now.
So they're looking for a guitar player?
They're looking for a guitar player if there's anyone out there who's interested. But it's kind of sad because Tough Lovers is so good and they've just been getting bigger and bigger and better and better. So we'll see how that changes.
Well, if you're any guitar players out there listening, give us a call here. 604-822-2487. Tell us what you think, and we'll pass on your contact information to the Tough Lovers.
All right. Sounds good.
I guess that wraps up that point. Should we play some music then?
Absolutely. So on that note, this is We Need Surgery with their track, Go, Go, Go.
We're going CITR 101.9. You know what? We saw those guys open for Fine Times back in October, CJ and I did. That was We Need Surgery, and I forgot how much I dug those guys.
Yeah, they're great. I like them.
Yeah, and we're sitting here in the studio. We're actually talking about how they have a really sort of mature sound. Like Tristan, you were saying they've only been around together as a band for a year or two?
As far as I know, We Need Surgery is only about a year or so old. They formed in South Korea, based in Vancouver, and they've done a lot of stuff in Tokyo, apparently. So some worldly guys,
yeah,
that, you know how to play rock and roll.
And that voice, it sounds a bit like a cross between Brandon Flowers from The Killers and Alex Kapranos from Franz Ferdinand. And you heard a little Panic in the Disco there too, CJ, you were saying?
Maybe not.
Oh, okay. But yeah, like sort of got a real, like a tight kind of professional sound.
Yeah, they, you know, it's one of those things that you can tell the bands that, like, work hard, and it's the perfectionist kind of band, I think.
Well, it sounds
perfectionist
like
party band would be my description.
Hence the name.
Hence the name.
Because surgery's big in South Korea.
This is true, yes.
Well, I mean, not surgery in general, but like beauty surgery.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I just pictured lines of people on the street. It's like, I'm going to get a heart transplant or triple bypass.
And originally, I was thinking in Thailand terms, in terms of that kind of surgery. You know, ladyboys and all, but we're talking about
that. They're on a different subject entirely. Yeah,
well, digital face palm. Yes.
Yeah, well, we're getting our Asian surgery cultural norms all crisscrossed here. But yeah, we saw the moment for Fine Times, and they were a real kind of party band, if I remember correctly. So to hear their studio stuff sounding so tight is...
They're a lot of fun to see live.
Yeah.
I was also at that show. Thanks for mentioning that, by the way.
So you were at, yes. Sorry, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, Tristan. You were at that show, but you weren't dancing.
No, because I can't dance. I have what I call white boy syndrome.
Oh, okay.
Where it's just all my dancing, just kind of a slight shuffle to the left, slight shuffle to the right.
I just jump around, shake my hands like one of those air balloon things.
I'm not sure what I do, but I was having a grand old time. But if I remember correctly, you were flirting it up with some of the ladies in the back, Tristan, so you seemed to have a pretty good time.
Those were
night.
Your friends.
I know, and I'm glad you had some floats in there with them at least. Okay.
All right. So speaking of live events, what's coming up, Wade, on April 20th?
Well, we get some huge, huge day in the city. 420. I mean, that goes without saying.
There's various reasons for as why. Yes. It's so big. But yes. We're talking about Record Store Day.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about. We're not talking about the Columbine anniversary or Hitler's birthday. We're talking about Record Store Day.
I was not thinking of either of those.
Oh,
but.
Both those happened on 420.
They did.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. But
anyway.
But the positive is that
People who don't know, Record Store Day is, of course, is it a nationwide or international?
It's
thing?
International Record Store
international.
Day.
International.
And this is the sixth year. It started in 2007.
There you go. So it's basically a day where your local independent record stores celebrate. You know, selling vinyl and listening to vinyl, and there are a lot of album releases, and a lot of bands play live in the record stores. And of course, the ITR will be broadcasting live from Vinyl Records, Beat Street Records, Zulu Records, and CJSF, which is the SFU radio station, will be broadcasting from Red Cat and Neptune.
Do you know the times in terms of when we're on? And
that will be announced shortly.
Okay. Do we have an idea, like a ballpark of when
the
live 12, begins?
12 p.m. Yep. To around 8.
Wow, huge.
Huge.
It's a big day.
This is a big month for live broadcast.
And yours truly will be on scene helping with the broadcast.
Which scene will you be at? Or are you going to bounce around?
Bouncing around Vinyl, Beat Street, Recap. Cool. Zulu.
If I most likely I'll be in Vancouver. I've been tempted to go to Whistler.
Well, let's not discuss our 420 plans.
Sorry,
on the
but
air.
but if I am there, I plan on bouncing around with you guys, hopping on the bike and just making a bit of a tour, because there are all these great record stores. As you mentioned, Red Cat, Neptune, Zulu. Last year, some of the bands that played included Johnny DeCourcy, the Evaporators, which is Nardwar's band. I heard that Lady Hawk was at Zulu Records last year. So, we get some pretty quality local bands. It's all free, and it's a great way to spend your 420.
That's right. We do have confirmation that the Bell Game will be playing at Zulu, along with Malcolm Jack.
Nice.
And Portage in Maine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right on. When and what time does that get underway?
We're not sure yet. But
these details will be available on the web shortly.
Yes.
Probably on the Record Store Day Facebook page or the CITR website, citr.ca.
But in the meantime, let us play some The Bell Game with their track, Wait Up For You. This is CITR, Discorder Radio.
Thank you. Electric Owl Social Club, Crow's Nest, and CITR are promoting International Record Store Day. On April 20th, we are offering $5 tickets to a number of shows to promote you getting your butt into your local record store and supporting live music. Tickets will be available at Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune, and Dandelion Records in limited quantities. Shows include April 13th, The Dirt, The Grizzled Mighty, and This Is The Shoes. April 17th, Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars, Fox and the Law from Seattle, and Ruskin. And on April 18th, Chains of Love, Beach Day from Florida, and the Stolen Organ Family Band. Visit electricowl.ca for more information.
We're back on CITR 101.9. Sorry, we got a little carried away. We're just discussing our plans there.
Our flight plans.
Yeah.
Because we are going to get something on 420.
Yes. Speaking of which, that is this Saturday. And if you weren't here for the earlier conversation, we're not talking about...
talking about In Record Store Day.
That's the 420 reference we're talking about. Lots is happening. Lots of great bands. The Evaporators and the Baptists are playing at Neptune Records. Gal Grayson and Pizza Sub, Slow Learners, and No UFOs is at Red Cat. And Zulu Records, we're still waiting for the release of the bands that they're going to be playing. We're about to wrap this up because it's almost time. The City's up next with Andy Longhurst. Any final words there, Tristan and or CJ?
It's a pleasure to be on the show. I hope I get to come back.
Pleasure to have you. And looking forward to seeing everybody out this Saturday for International Record Store Day. A great way to go to all the different record stores is to hop on your bicycle and cruise from one to the next. Speaking of which, that's the name of this next band. And the track is called Bandana Hat?
Cat.
Bandana Cat. Bicycles, CITR, Discord Radio, Record Store Day. It's all happening. 101.9 FM. See you next week.
So I can't fly back.